Mickey Hart. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my fanest giggle?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle ground. Giggles going all out.
Giggles is going all out.
Gosh. All right, we are here.
Where are we?
We are here in the studio.
Which is your...
Don't worry about it.
Back room.
Back room. It's my office. We got a big show for
you
tonight.
We did. We just gave you a double shot of a little Nirvana.
Why is that?
It's his birthday today.
Really?
45 years he would be today. 45 years old Kurt would have been today.
He would be.
Yeah. Really Do you think he would have sold out if would have gone on and lived?
There's
or
a good chance.
Would have burnt out. Just would have, that was the only thing he could have done.
I'm going to let everybody know right now, their mics are hot. Everybody's mics are on. So anytime you want to chime in, you can.
Yeah, well, who's in the studio?
We have.
All right, first of all, let's take a breath.
Okay.
All right. Let's relax. You're all jammed up. I am Dave. Sitting across from me with his wild and crazy curly hair is Giggles.
Giggles. And we have a musical guest and we've got Plan B in studio. Plan B McGee is with us, but
eating pizza into the microphone.
Plan B McGee, that's the name.
Plan B McGee,
that's her name. And you don't have to get too close to that mic, and maybe just stop here. I'm going to turn you down if you're going to keep eating because it's just ridiculous.
I didn't have dinner.
All right, well, maybe not into the microphone. Please. All right, so we have Plan B McGee.
World.
She's going to come in and talk to us once she's done eating. But musical guest,
sure,
James Dalton,
Mr. James Dalton,
Mr. Yes. James Dalton, who came all the way here. Can we say where you came from?
Yeah.
Sunset Park. That's
Sunset Park.
Way down there.
Way down.
Now, give me an ethnic description of Sunset Park. You got the
an ethnic description.
Actually, you know what? There is no definitive, like ethnic, like one.
It's
group
all over.
It's a melting pot.
It's a mess, is what it is. I have in my hood. If you walk, I'm on 61st Street between 4th and 5th Avenue in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. If I walk to 8th Avenue, it's Chinatown.
Okay.
Literally, like right. They don't give me menus in English. Like it's the most inaccessible thing. Like there are slaughtering bullfrogs.
They don't want you there.
I watched a man slaughter a giant bullfrog. In the butcher shop there.
Wow.
Like, not in the back room. I'm talking, like, right
out
front.
Front.
You walk
right
up front, this guy was skinning this frog. I was like, yikes.
Wow.
So that's,
did you want to go in and order some frog legs?
You walk over there. Then you keep walking a little further, and then it's all Hasidic.
Okay.
Park.
Hasidic.
And,
you got that right.
You know, you have to look out for the Shamrim if you do anything against...
The Sabbath? Does that mean moving on the Sabbath?
Yeah, you gotta be
you
careful.
You can't,
Shamrim's serious business over there. They've got this little, like,
do they
three-wheelers, you know?
Do they cheat, though? Because I used to know someone who lived in, like, what was it, the eastern or the southern part of Williamsburg, the Hasidics over there.
Uh-huh. And I think I know what you're asking.
Yeah.
The Hasidic used to be a Williamsburg thing, and they all got run out.
Yeah.
And now they all live in
Borough
Park.
They still own all that area.
They do, but and see, like, the ones that stay there are the cheaters.
I can see that.
It's like, you ever hear of, you know, Teaneck, New Jersey? You ever hear of
Teaneck? No, I've been there.
Teaneck, New
very,
Jersey?
Very
biggest
Jewish.
Cheaters ever. What they've done, and I don't know how, that where are this.
He's coming right out with
this.
Yeah, it's coming big.
They actually tie a special string around the entire town so that when the Sabbath comes, as long as you're in the town... When the sun goes down,
you're touching the string.
You're cool. No. As long as you're within the entire border of the town, like you don't.
You
got to
be within
rush.
The string.
You have to be in the town.
Weird.
When you leave the town and it's like the sun goes down and you're not in the synagogue, you're screwed. But like if you're within the town's
that's
limits
their synagogue.
The string, I think that's cheating.
Yeah.
Like somehow or other,
I think the world
rabbi
is my
goes,
synagogue.
All right, this string is now the synagogue.
Yeah.
The entire city.
The cheating that I was referring to, I remember when he lived there, he was like one of the only non-Hasidics in the area.
Yeah.
And on Saturday. They're not allowed to turn on any lights. They're not allowed to turn on all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they would invite him into their house to turn on the lights.
I know.
Because they're not allowed to flip a switch.
Oh, they can have the lights on. They just can't.
Well, they were just like, it's an act of God. The lights are on. No, it's your neighbor. Dude.
It's an act of John down the street. You know?
Yeah.
I had a guy that I lived with in college named Yomi.
Yomi.
His name was Yosef Menachem Greenstein. And I did my best to keep him Jewish every weekend by lighting his cigarettes for him.
So nice, because nice, he couldn't okay. do it.
No, he couldn't let it. I was like, let me do it, let me do it. Click, I'm keeping you Jewish. And I would, like, turn on the video game console for him. I would,
but he would
open
still
the
play
door
video
and drive
games?
His ass around. What's that?
He would still play video games?
Dude, he would play video games, but as long as he didn't turn it on, it was cool. I would put him in the car, I'd drive him around. I thought it was hilarious.
What's the reasoning for not turning on? Like, what's the, like, the rule?
It's working. It's you're not supposed to lift a hand to work on the Sabbath.
But you're playing video games?
I'm not lifting a hand to, like.
Give her a little mic.
All right.
Give
well, now that she's done eating.
I'm done with the pizza.
She's done with
all
the
right.
pizza.
Am I in the air? Because I need a little.
Oh, you need a little?
Give him a little love.
I don't hear anything.
All right. It's 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Tell us what's going on. Give us everything you got. We'll be here with you for the next hour. Giggles is checking microphones. We got James Dalton in studio. James, do you have a website where you can send people?
I have a bunch of websites, but I will send them to two of them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to send them to what I like to call jamesdalton.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
That's what I like to call that one. The other one I like to call, and this is you got to bear with me on this one, okay. It's called facebook.com/jamesdaltonmusic.
That's
Facebook. Using Facebook.
I'm using that Facebook.
No MySpace. You don't have a MySpace.
I do have a MySpace, but you know what?
You can't get rid of it.
Gone are the golden days of MySpace.
Yeah.
You know, like there really was a time and a place for MySpace where it was a wonderful world that we all lived in.
Who still uses it? Like do people actually
Timberlake.
Bands still go out there and are like, hey, check out my MySpace?
Well, somebody's over there. Someone's left the lights on. I go over there every now and again because like
it's
you
not
know,
the juice.
I roll in because
I know they can't turn them off.
Because I mean, you know, I had this band page and there's like thousands of people that like, you know, at some point clicked yes or sent a request to me.
Really,
you know,
James? Thousands?
Dude, go to my MySpace page and see. I got more friends than you do, I bet.
I bet you. I bet it's so true. Well, every once in a while, I will go to MySpace and just because they have that option to see the last time they were logged on. So I'll go and see who actually goes there.
It's true.
But I haven't done that in a while.
All I know is that it's a confusing mess now. Like you go there, it takes forever for my computer to load up on it, and it's just annoying.
It's like a massive 7,000 billboards in the middle of like Atlantic City, you know?
Totally.
And
you
just
no
terrible.
One's in Atlantic City.
You try to
no
quit it.
There.
You try to get rid of it, and it's like that girlfriend that you can't break up with, you know? Just keeps hanging on.
It's
you go
like,
for a one night stand every once in a while.
It's like if you showed up at Times Square at like 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
Like 4:30
right
in the morning.
Before everyone gets there, everyone's gone.
Exactly. There's like 5 minutes of like all the lights are flashing, and there's like a guy with a hose hosing something, but like that's it. And, like, a few cops. And that's what MySpace looks like.
I remember when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
College years.
Is this going to be good?
And, we drove, me and a bunch of guys from college drove into the city. And we decided that we were going to just go into the city and just, like, rock it out. And it was, like, 4 in the morning. I don't know why we were there at 4 in the morning. But we drove. We were all fucked up. We were all wasted and whatnot. We drove into Times Square. And we were hammered, and we were, like, ready to park. And we looked at a cop, and we're like, is it okay to park here? And we were in the middle of time. He's like, what do you – no, leave. Go home.
All right, so I'm really excited. I want to – this was a great 10 minutes here. Everybody was just, you know, jibber-jabbering back and forth. It was
jibber-jabber.
Like,
jibber-jabber.
There was no room. But we got James Dalton in studio who's going to play a couple songs. And I think he's getting ready. He's doing something,
ready.
But he's testing the mics. He's testing the man. So you got a mandolin.
I got
and
a mandolin.
I'm giving a visual right now, and he's got a harmonica. Yeah. And who started the harmonica with the brace around the neck?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. A lot of people will automatically think of guys like Guthrie and Dylan. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the first like guys
Neil Young.
That I imagined.
He's a little later though. Like, he's a little later
after those guys. A little before me, but a little after Guthrie.
Sure.
I mean, Guthrie probably. I almost want to say he might have been, like, the first guy that I can think of.
It must have been, because, I mean, he inspired Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
So it must have been Guthrie.
You know, I mean, what inspired most of those dudes? Probably some dude in the South did at first, you know.
Totally.
Old guy
some
with
old
a really
guy.
Cool name, like Lefty or Red or.
Yeah,
or
and he was missing his left eye.
Yeah.
If you actually know the answer, James Dalton's going to give away a CD.
Wow.
Yes, I will. If you can
correctly call in and give
James,
the answer.
James, you should take care of mailing it. Cause
yeah, we've never mailed
the
CD.
We've
given
it
away. We've given it away.
We owe people dinners.
It's not enough to just say you want a CD.
This dude just gave away one of my CDs, and I have to mail it. That's really what
you're doing. Yeah, no, you have to do the
letter. And you have to sign it, too.
Am I allowed to curse?
Yes.
You can curse all
you fucking just got thrown under the bus, didn't I?
You did.
Damn.
You did. Fuck.
It's all right. You got to do a lot of your own work here.
All right, so you're sitting there and you're just rocking away. We're gonna let you play. because
he's itching.
He's itching.
Well, I'm not itching. I'm just, you know.
He's just sound checking.
Tuning up. But he's itching to play. And I want him to play.
I would be really excited if people called in and just made random requests.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do my best.
Random requests. 646.
I have no problem. I mean, business reasons, I should be doing my own stuff, but really.
I have one request.
It's the listener's show, isn't it?
I have one request.
Well,
what's your one request?
My request is that you play something and Giggles raps over it.
Well, not to start out with.
Later. We're talking later.
Oh, I'm so into that. I'm ready for that.
We'll end with a show with it.
Should that be an auto harp?
That might be an auto harp.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I brought an auto harp with me, and I really would love to play it eventually tonight. I have a mandolin and I have an auto harp. I opted to not bring my guitar because I just figured everyone else
guitar's played out.
Plays guitar. Yeah.
Everyone brings a guitar. So.
Everybody.
Well, we got an hour, James, so we're ready. Let's give it.
Let's get to playing. Right.
This is an older song called As I Am. And hopefully this is the right harmonica because that would be so anticlimactic. That sounds good.
Disappointed, no. When you knock upon my door and I don't respond, even on a Sunday afternoon, even on a Sunday afternoon in the world.
James Dalton,
nice. Mr. Dalton.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and if you're interested in James Dalton's music, give me that website plug again.
Shut up, Deb.
Oh, it's there's jamesdalton.bandcamp.com.
You got to turn off your damn phone. I swear to God, we've been doing this for 4 years. Turn off your damn
Deb
phone.
Deb going nuts.
Or you can go to facebook.com/jamesdaltonmusic. Those are the two sites I'm preferring.
Yeah. All right. That sounded good. That sounded really awesome. You came out of the gates with that. You weren't even messing around. You're like, all right, we're gonna start with this little guy.
How's the audience think the sounds come through? Is anything too loud, too soft?
I think there was some Jew hater comments.
Jew hater comments. We just want to make sure
that we, to our listeners out there, we're not Jew haters. Everyone
just
here except
to really
Dave.
Pick on you.
Everyone. Well, hey, there's 8 different denominations to everything. Christians,
sure.
Jews,
sure,
Muslims.
I don't know why we're getting on this.
Daltons. I don't know.
It's just that the Hasids are cults. You know, that's really what it is.
That's true. They are very exclusive. They do like to hang out with just... I've tried to date a Hasidic girl. It did not happen.
How'd that work out?
Didn't happen
at all.
When
did this happen?
A couple years back.
Oh, yeah? What was their name?
All right, I can't go.
You can't think of a girl's name, can you?
I can't.
I can think of like 10 guy names that are really orthodox sounding.
Really?
Deb.
Again?
Turn
it off.
What is that even connected to? There's a bunch of lines attached to that phone.
There are.
Are you running the show from the phone?
Running the show from the phone, yeah, pretty much.
So these are the callers. On-air production meeting. James, just make sure your phone's...
Deb got all
freaked
my phone, out.
My phone's okay. I'm just trying to get... I'm going to see if I can get some people to call in as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's do that.
Hey, Mom, can you call in?
Call in.
Mom, call in this internet radio show that I'm on today.
So, James, you've been on before.
Yes.
And last time you were on with our good friends Michael Ronstadt,
yes,
and David Trotta.
Great guys.
And last I saw you, you were playing with them.
Right.
And where was it? The Bitter End? Was it the Bitter End?
Yeah. You came to the Bitter End.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was out there. I wasn't shooting.
No.
But then, didn't they go on tour? Did you go on tour with them?
I went out on the road with them, yeah. We did. We drove out to Colorado and Arizona.
Nice.
And it was a
long
ride.
Wow, just you guys sitting in the car?
The three of you.
Yeah.
And your instruments.
A tiny little car. And let me tell you something.
And your instruments.
Either of those drivers are ridiculous. And our instruments, yeah, exactly. All three guys, shirts off, instruments out.
Nice. Crazy driver, you're calling them crazy drivers?
Well, it was just crazy driving in the sense that,
it's Ronstadt, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, it's both of them. Fucking, dude, first of all, Ronstadt,
trucker speed and some music, and he's ready.
As a matter of fact, he might actually just start driving normally if that's the case. Because right now, he drives a little, he's like a grandma, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
He's a grandma in Borough Park, He drives, really, really, he's really scared, really timidly, really slowly. And, you pull up, you're like, look, no, wait, just back up 2 feet, and we're right in there. And he just goes, I'll just go around the block, guys. And it's like, no, back up. And he just says, we're going to go to Piscataway first and then come around the other way. So, between Ronstadt, and his long ways of getting where, and Trotta's manic driving.
Jersey.
Well, see, there's Jersey Drive. I mean, I'm a Jersey guy.
Surf
so
Jersey.
I can't really talk.
That's true.
I'm kind of a maniac. But the problem is that when Trotta is not a short guy, mm-mm, so he sits in the in Ronstadt's little
CRV,
and it's like a clown car.
That's hilarious.
Trotta's got his legs and feet sticking out of the windows. His elbows are sticking up, and he's driving as fast
as he can
through fucking Nebraska, and it was just a little ridiculous.
Did you? What was the best story you guys came out with? That was there anything on the road that really was just ridiculous?
Mushrooms in the desert, and you guys are all playing
peyote.
Ronstadt on peyote? God, that'd be awesome.
That would be good.
I want to see it.
Me too.
I think Ronstadt got drunk one night.
Really?
I think he had a couple glasses of wine and got really hyper and silly. It was really funny. In Grand Junction.
He's not really a drinker.
No, not at all.
I mean, he's one of the hardest working musicians ever. He's all over the country,
And
he's,
it's really how strange. There's some musicians. There's those straight edge musicians who are phenomenal. Everyone wants to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do any drugs. They don't do any liquor. Yeah, so they kind of just have this
Savings account.
Well, they have a savings account, but they have this all the other musicians musically they're totally into him. They're I want to play with that guy. That guy's awesome. But then there's people who don't know him. They're is he a narc? What's the deal with him? I used to play with this one keyboardist who would didn't do anything, but when he did drink, he would drink beer and he'd drink it out of a straw.
Oh my God.
And it was just he didn't know, he had no tact, social tact at all. And it was just really strange. There's some musicians who are just that's all they should do.
See, I quit drinking a long time ago, and I quit doing everything. So I'm kind of a straight edge guy, but it's because I'm volatile when I drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or either I'm volatile, or I'm self destructive, or I'm weird.
Yeah.
Or I end up in jail, or I end up in another country.
It don't make you a bad
person.
I
have no explanation for it.
Those are good reasons to stop drinking.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not good at it.
No,
not good at drinking.
Yeah, well,
I just play music and try to chase wind.
Tell us, you've been on tour with Ronstadt and Trotta. You got this Reverb Nation page, you got this Bandcamp page, you got this Facebook page. What's What's your goal? Like, what are you aspiring to right now? You got an album coming out? Tell us.
Well, I just put out this little 3-song EP that anyone that goes to jamesdalton.bandcamp, they'll see it there. It's called Live from Times Square. And I'm actually trying to release stuff every month this year.
Okay.
I decided that I was actually going to have a resolution. Is that what you call it?
Okay,
Or like a reconciliation or something. I don't know. Like, I decided I was going to try to release something every month. Just give it a go. It doesn't have to be like an epic album every month. Clearly,
sure.
I can't.
Just a song.
Another time. Well, not necessarily, like a little more than a song. Like for example, the first thing I did was this little 3-song thing that I have been wanting to release for a while. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna get it done.
Do it.
We have the independent musicians nowadays have the tools for this sort of thing.
It's called unemployment.
Yeah,
they're ready.
Exactly. So I'm gonna do a.
Luckily,
like,
you're not singing.
No, right. I'm going to do a spoken word album and another live album, and I was just recording some music on the auto harp yesterday, so I have a lot of things I'm going to try to do.
Busy.
I'm trying to stay busy. I mean, really, like, what I want to do in the next year is position myself where I don't have to do anything except perform.
Nice.
You know, that's really all I want to do.
What's the idea behind the spoken word? Like a Utah Phillips type thing, or
I used to get into all the poetry stuff. I used to do before they were called slams,
poetry slams.
They were called readings,
right? I think they were called poetry slams because that's right when Eminem's movie came out, and everyone got on that rap off.
Maybe it was around that same time, but it wasn't necessarily Eminem's thing. It was a few other guys that really got into it. Like, I don't know,
Jeff Poetry Jam.
It was Russell Simmons actually started poetry.
He did.
Actually.
Clive Davis too. Clive Davis joined
before
venture.
Whitman.
Yeah. The two of those guys. Yeah, actually, they were in the same bar in Brooklyn together, saying, "You know what, Whitman? I think."
Poetry like, Def Jam, bro.
Yeah, Whitman, and I come from more of the school of Whitman. Like, I didn't really rhyme stuff. Like, I've recently started going out and going to poetry slams, but I'm usually the weird guy there.
Yeah, you've got a beard and a long ponytail.
Yeah, and I don't rap, and I don't say stupid things, and I don't make funny.
So you're saying that all of them say stupid things?
Most of the time. I'm going to come right out and say that.
Say it.
Listen, you know, like, guys that call themselves slam poets usually are idiots.
Yeah,
there's about 10%.
And they're usually reading
really
off a piece
good.
Of paper. It's not off the top of their head. They got it down on paper.
Well,
and
sometimes they do it off the top of their head, but it's usually, like, nothing clever. It's like a bunch of, like they speed up saying dumb things, and then they slow down saying dumb things. And then there's, like, a dramatic pause. And you always know when it's coming. There's, like, the script that most, like, quote-unquote slam guys follow. And you know, luckily, when you go there, there's usually one person who, like,
is good.
Fits in that's awesome, and you're like, goddamn.
Yeah, the guy who gets it right.
Yeah,
he's at the very end. You got to wait through all this crap to get to it.
Or they're the host, you know, one or the other.
I used to know this one guy who would rap about things in the room. Like, he would be like, that's a picture on the wall, there's a piece of tape over there.
Well, that's me when I freestyle.
Oh, yeah, that is you.
Yeah,
that's
what we're going to hear
about.
Later.
So I used to do that for a while. I used to do the spoken word thing, and I slowly get back into it. I have a book available, a poem.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, I'll plug it.
Is it on Bandcamp?
It's not on Bandcamp. It's usually at shows. I actually have a poetry gig in Florida in April.
Really?
Yeah, in Orlando.
All right,
on. Winter Park, actually.
We should hook you up with Chris Romero. He's down there in
He is?
Remember the guy
Florida,
that calls him? Florida, yeah.
Florida,
yeah. He's
Florida.
In Kissimmee. And he's all a part of this open mic Florida comedy scene. But
really?
Maybe he can hook you up with some venues. Well, you already got the venue.
I've got one spot I'm playing. I'm going to be in Orlando for 2 nights.
All right.
One night I'm off, and the other night I'm playing at Austin Coffee and Film in Winter Park. Dude, you guys, when I used to drink and do a lot of drugs and be insane, that ended in Orlando, Florida. Like,
ooh,
like
that's a terrible place to end it.
Wow.
God,
that's
Disney
the
World?
Best place to end it. Dude, you know, my birthday is coming up in a few days, right? Now,
happy birthday.
When I turned 20 forever and a day ago,
uh-huh.
I turned it on LSD at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And with that.
That's the ideal.
Damn.
The
I don't know if it's the ideal. You know, it seems like it's a good idea.
It's not good.
It actually seems like
you're
a
like, you're
idea.
Like going through the gates, you know, like going like this, like touching your tongue with your finger going, here it goes.
Terrifying.
And like you're walking in saying, this is a great idea. And you're sitting there imagining like, I'm going to meet Mickey today. This is going to be
great. Donald Duck, man.
I'm going to go on It's a Small World. And like you just
and think you're just
these
a giant.
And then like the second time you're on Space Mountain while you're starting to peak, it's like great.
Yeah.
But then like after your peak.
Coming
when everything
down.
Gets really like heady and crazy, and like you start forgetting that like you actually exist in the world, it starts to get a little funky. Like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was a little weird for me.
Mm. Well, he shut it down, so you'll be all right.
I was just in Disney 2 months ago.
I was there in August. Yeah, I was in August. It was weird. It's a weird place.
I know.
It's the weirdest place on earth. It's the fakest, realest place on earth.
Dude, it's the happiest place on earth, man.
It is pretty happy. I'll give you that.
Even, well, actually, you know, on LSD, it's questionable.
Yeah. What was your favorite ride on acid?
On LSD?
Yeah.
I think that my favorite ride, well, other than Space Mountain, which is fucking awesome, and it was the mid-90s, too, and I was listening to a lot of Fish back then. So
sure.
Space Mountain on
typical.
Acid was
don't make
pretty
you a bad person.
Badass, you know? And nowadays, I think that, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean was pretty badass.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, like back when you were on acid in the 90s?
That was before, like, the whole movie stuff,
they
too.
They changed the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they totally
that.
Did.
Now there's, like, a Jack Sparrow character
yep.
walking around.
Well, there is. He's in, like, every little section of it.
But, you know, at the same time, I kind of, you know, it's almost like they tied the thing together. I'm attached to the Pirates of the Caribbean. I am. I liked it from the old days. But I think that there really was no storyline. It was just
no.
a bunch of vignettes of pirate
yeah,
things.
Totally. Yeah.
And I guess I don't mind every now and again, like, there's, like, Johnny Depp in a hat with makeup on, and they're like, where's Jack Sparrow? And
well, he's having fun. You know, he's out there having fun, and he's getting paid billions of dollars
I
to
know.
Do it. So who cares? He's got his own island. He's like, you want me to put on pirate stuff? Yeah, I'll do it. And we're all like, yeah, Jack Sparrow is a great character. We'll watch it. I watched the last one the other day. I had no idea what was going on. Not a clue. And it was just this colorful. Everything is blowing up. And it was just, yeah, this is fun.
CGI.
But I had no idea what was going on.
The best thing about those is Keira Knightley. I do have to think. Like, maybe
so
it's like the heroin chic. But, it, like, she's just skinny, English, and that's it.
Yeah.
she's skinny and English.
And she's hot, too.
And she's hot.
Besides
she's got good
skinny.
Teeth.
For an
English,
English
chick.
She's got a great ass, too. That's all
she does have good
I
ass.
Like skinny little things.
Yeah?
I like little skinny hot chicks. Little skinny hot brunettes.
Sure.
I'm in.
Sure. Who doesn't?
I've been diving into one lately.
Whoa. Hello. Is she listening?
Tell her to call in. You call in right now. We'll give you a – but you got to be her. We'll give
she,
you a free
she
CD.
She wants to call
in
and post.
CD.
That'd be awesome. I'll mail a free CD right out.
I like it.
James, you got another one for us?
Yeah.
I think it's time we –
let me see if I get a harmonica out here.
All right, cool. And then I want someone to call 646-915-9228, and we'll give you a free CD. And if you give him a possible something to play.
That was a command.
Command.
Call
give
in.
Now.
Call in. Give.
Yep. Call and give.
Right
yeah, take your time.
Yeah,
take
I mean,
your time.
We're not doing a radio show
it's
here,
not like
James.
It's happening live.
Yeah. Jeez. It's not like you didn't show up at 8:59.
So,
hey,
oh my
listen, I blame New York City.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holiday times.
You know.
President's Day. Who's your favorite president, Ems?
Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Lincoln,
really?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's come on.
That's like saying, yeah.
But you know what? Lincoln, I will say Lincoln did a lot. Lincoln abolished slavery, or at least he like said, like, listen, slavery should be abolished.
He can't duck.
What do you mean? Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Like, come on, it was a long time ago.
I'm gonna say that I just was because I was just down in Florida like about 2 weeks ago. I just went to the Lincoln Memorial like about a week and a half ago.
That's
and,
amazing.
And I go there. You know, whenever I'm on the road and like traveling anywhere, and I'm within an hour of D.C. I'm not even kidding. I will drive in the middle of the night
just to get
the
there.
Only time to see Lincoln.
Yeah.
The only time is between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
D.C. is amazing.
Kidding.
All those monuments are.
Crazy. Well, right now the Korean War like thing is being well the Korean monument.
That's
is
really
nice,
big right now, right?
But the it's really
what about the MLK?
Yeah. But the the MLK he's got one in DC.
Yeah,
not
oh, yeah it's new.
Built one, yeah,
it's new. It got not the earthquake or the hurricane, the storm that came through the blizzard of 11.
The one snowstorm.
The
we
one
had.
Snowstorm we had prolonged the opening, but now it's open. And it's supposed to be. It just seems like it's like MLK coming out of this like stone.
So wasn't somebody protesting it? Someone
you?
Was. No, not
racist.
Me.
One skinhead.
No, it was
the
like,
one skinhead. The rest of the skinheads like are kind of like, you know, he's kind of cool.
The one skinhead.
Yeah,
he's all right.
We'll leave him to
the
it.
Clan's like, you know, he's all right. Yeah. MLK.
Before we got in, have you seen the trailer for Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
No, but I'm excited.
All right, maybe we'll play it when we get back.
Oh my
we'll
god, I'm excited.
We'll watch it
because I'm a Lincoln guy too. I am. I like George Washington because he was like 7 feet tall and scary
and had wooden teeth.
Dude, he was like this big brooding dude. Whenever if you read like about him as a person, like all the guys that like signed the Declaration with him were like scared to death of him. Like he'd come in a room, would frown and just like walk right in and like scare the fuck out of everybody. And
sure.
Like, dude, this guy's fucking.
Well, he had America
crazy.
On his shoulders. I mean, he was the general of the Continental
sure.
Army. You know, or
and
the
he was a cheater.
Really?
Dude,
everybody's
a
cheater. This guy, he says, Jews are cheaters.
Like
Washington's
him.
A cheater.
This guy, everybody,
slam poets
he's
are cheaters.
Slam hater.
Dude, everybody assumed that you didn't attack on Christmas or Christmas Eve. Like
he's did.
Like, he's
he
like,
did.
You know what, motherfuckers? I'm going to cross this frozen ass river and I'm going to just stomp
right.
on some Hessians.
Well, there's also, he had the whole cherry tree thing. That was his thing, right? He chopped down the cherry tree, said I couldn't tell a lie. That was him.
Well, they needed a story that the lay people would like.
But he couldn't tell. I like, built him up to be this great guy, but he was a cheater. I'll go with you on this.
See, he was a dude that, like, he's like, you know, we're going to separate church and state. I'm going to attack on Christmas.
And but 200 years later, we still can't get it.
Sure.
With 225.
But, I mean, let's admit the guy who signed, who wrote the thing, Thomas Jefferson, has to be. He's the shit.
He was also
that guy's really, the shit.
He was extremely overly religious. If you should, like,
but he also wrote his own Bible.
He said, "Thou shalt worship me."
He actually, his Bible, if you ever research his Bible, he went into the Bible and he was like, you know all this stuff where Jesus does all these miracles? Bullshit. He took them all out. So he brought the Bible down, took everything out that was not possible, and then had his own Bible. Why are you turning me down? I could just hear you turning me down.
No, because you're just so loud. Oh, you're louder than everybody.
Should be.
Slowly fading him out.
I'm censoring you. I'm like the FCC. Sit straight
it's
here.
Like the Grammys, right? Just turn him down.
So his Bible was only like 200 pages long. Besides that, we're about to get into a song by James Dalton, the great.
Actually, turn off your phone.
James,
what a guy.
Worry about it. Turn me back up.
Just for fun, let me do a song that's not by myself. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Totally. Do what you got
to
do.
This is a Dylan song, since we were talking to Dylan before.
Mr. Dylan.
And so, anyway, this is this goes out to my man Lincoln, who got shot in the back.
Oh, man.
Place. You say every distance is not me, so I try to remember every face, every man who put me here with. I see my light come shining from the west on down to the east. Standing next to me in this lonely crowd, man swears he's not to blame. All day long, he's been crying out so loud, crying out that he was framed. Oh, yeah, I see my light come shining from the west on down to the east. Any day now, any day now.
I'm running the board, so things are a little slow for me.
Yes, they are.
Damn, it happens.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Thank you. Love it. I do want to check in a little bit, just for a couple minutes, so as not to get, I want to check in with Plan B McGee.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to ask, what's going on with Plan B over there?
That was nice of you. Turn her mic up. You turned it down.
We turned it down.
I'm done with the pizza.
There you go.
Where'd you get your pizza from, by the way?
Oh, Papa John's.
Oh, come on.
You got a Papa John's on the corner. It's on the way from my place to his. Single dollar slices.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
That's what we do. So Papa John's and Tallboys. She definitely hooked us up.
Papa John's and
Tallboys. Maybe she's our new producer.
I mean, let's not go crazy. I just brought
it above and beyond here.
So tell us what's going on in your life right now. You got a...
Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me.
Yikes.
You got this show that you're planning. Is this happening?
It's happening.
You talk about it? Can we...
Can we get down on it?
Yeah, you can get down on it. Hey, I tried to get Bradley to, or Giggles to, sign up for some work and...
Well, I'm doing the photos.
Oh, yeah, what happened with that? Last time I was talking with you guys, you were talking about getting together and working out some kind of video.
He wasn't giving me a fair price.
No, I was giving her a fair price. I was definitely
undercutting her. What was the price? Let's hear it.
She wanted, lowball. She was lowball McGee.
I remember you were $700. You were like something for like a night's worth, $700.
All right, look at this. We ask her about herself, and she takes off her clothes. This is great.
She does. That's how she
goes. I got hot. Everyone's talking about me. I'm planning a one-woman show at Joe's Pub. It's going to be soon.
Mm-hmm. Soon. Well, you're talking about getting another place first.
Yeah, that idea is not happening.
Everything's going nuts.
There's just mayhem.
Wait, you want a one-woman show?
Yes.
Oh, that's an auto harp.
I'm the one woman. I got cast as the one. I cast myself as the one woman. Yeah, it's the music of Liz Suedos. I'll let you know when the date
pass
is.
Around. We'll get you in here for a full interview when it happens.
Oh yeah.
I thought of you today. I saw a study.
Did you?
A study done about fracking. And
everybody thinks of me when they hear fracking.
I know, but we were talking about it last time I was talking to you.
Fracking.
Hydraulic fracturing. It's when they pound chemicals into the earth that make a little earthquake, it's really great. They try to get the oil out of the earth and they inject all the chemicals in.
Natural gas.
I was driving on a road in Colorado with.
Give him a little.
He was got to get a little closer to that microphone.
They did some fracking at this one bit where they were trying. They thought it was a good idea to frack to get uranium out.
Ooh.
And they completely bombed part of Colorado.
Nice.
You're not supposed to drink the tap water.
Yeah, no, there's pretty much anywhere where they are doing it, you shouldn't drink the water.
The study came out said that it does not affect tap water at all.
Who's making the study? Who's doing the study?
That's a good question. That I do not know, but the study came out said that it does not affect the water at all.
Well, that's
which is interesting.
Bullshit.
That's as far as I'll go with that, but that's what I heard.
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, the guy Josh Fox that made that movie Gasland, he got arrested for trying to video... a hearing.
It's almost like videotaping police is almost as worse than hitting them. They arrest you if you videotape the police, but I feel like you should be
in
able.
In some states, it's illegal to videotape.
You should be able to film
ridiculous.
The cops.
Right.
The cops are doing. They shouldn't be doing anything that
exactly.
shouldn't be videotaped. Videotaping us. Why can't we videotape them?
There is one video that came out a couple weeks ago where this guy was coming out of a Juniors or something. It was like in the Midwest or in California. It was in California. And he was coming out, and he had a crowbar, and he was just walking around. They tased him, and he must have been on something. He just kept coming at someone, and a cop, this kid was like chuckling and laughing and videotaping it from his car, and it was raining, so you could see it between the water drops on the window. And all of a sudden, the cop who had a dog on, he didn't do anything with the dog. He had the dog on a leash. And with dog in one hand, he pulls out a gun and he shoots him 5 times, point blank.
The kid?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
Ridiculous.
Cops are just people like us that have some power. It's dangerous.
It's real dangerous.
It's dangerous. Well, they're people, but with power. I mean, imagine if, Giggles was a cop.
Oh, God, I'd be shooting everybody.
Everybody.
It'd be terrible. I'd be like, I get scared. We went to go see The Woman in White, that new Daniel Radcliffe movie, and I was scared. I went to see
Woman in Black.
Woman in Black.
I saw
sorry.
The Woman in White.
It was pretty scary. I was scared.
I believe I was scared.
Crawling on Mrs. Giggles because I was so scared of that. I don't need to be a cop.
God.
I don't need to be a cop. I don't need
what
a soldier.
What scared you the most?
Just
what part scared you?
It's the music when they know that they're gonna scare you, and you just know it. And I was like.
But that's the worst type of scare. Like when you're going to a movie and then it's the popping out of the right of the screen.
Oh,
I can't stand
or the mirror. You see the guy behind the person. You're like, I see him. Terrible. I hate it.
You're screaming out too, aren't you? You're like, there he is! There he is!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember in Three Men and a Baby when there was a ghost in that mirror and everyone was like...
Good callback. Good callback.
Yeah.
There was like, what, a Halloween episode or something like that?
No, they were like, if you go to this spot in Three Men and a Baby, you can see a ghost in the mirror. It was like after the movie. It wasn't intentional. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like.
If you watch Three Men and a Baby 800 times, you might find
something. That was just a ploy to get people to watch Three
Men and
then
in The Wizard of Oz, there's a munchkin swinging in the
back. Yes!
I saw the munchkin when I was younger. I remember watching going, something's wrong with that.
Something is not right. That's hilarious. That munchkin's too high in the air.
So I went to go see The Woman in Black.
Yeah.
And the person I went to see it with, she was going to the bathroom and she was going to get food. And when she comes back, it's like 10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, I hate that.
And she goes, what happened? And I go, all right. Harry Potter went back in time, and Voldemort won.
She believed it, didn't she?
Everybody believes it.
She goes, no!
No! All right, how's that mic doing? Is that good where that sound's going to come out from?
I believe so. If not, we could turn it. That sounds great. We got an auto harp.
Auto harp.
Does that come through the headphones?
Yeah, it sounds
good.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Usually I've been using a pick, but I think in here I can just use my fingers.
You just use your fingers.
I love it.
Hey, yo.
I try to use my fingers whenever I'm in there or in here.
Beautiful. All right. Just turn it down a little bit. We'll talk for a little more, then we'll get him going.
I think he's ready.
I opted to not have my headphones on.
When, I can see it.
Yeah.
When I was, why do you keep turning me down? Turning me down? Turning me back up.
I thought he was going to start.
So did I get any requests, by the way?
Can you play a request on the...
I could try.
Nobody's called yet.
All right, so this
nobody's
is...
Called.
Nobody's called yet.
So for the ones that are not listening out there, this is what an auto harp sounds like. This is maybe you went to school.
151.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that, yeah. We're
totally changed it. It's not what it was.
When I was younger...
How about this one? You know those numbers?
2-6.
Wow. Are you sure that was 2-6? Like that?
Oh, that was beautiful.
I had a music theory teacher when we were teaching, and he was teaching
that
sight singing.
She became the Woman in Black.
Basically was like, your pitches are all over the fucking place. And yep. I was like, I'm sorry.
A bit pitchy. I tell him that every day.
Yeah.
This guy cannot.
I love how right now, if you listen to what's happening in these headphones, you're turned down really low. I can't hear myself, but we can hear him
he
perfectly
just keeps
fine.
Sliding those fuckers down.
It's real sound of it.
Sliding them down.
So growing up, my dad was a bit eccentric.
Okay.
And he loved the auto harp.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay.
And, but he had a couple that he liked, but he was never really satisfied with them. So he made his own.
Oh, my God, that sounds like my dad.
Yeah, he made his own, but he would make them based on, like, he would take, like, tuning pegs from guitars.
Okay.
He would take guitar strings, and then he would just, like, kind of build them into the wood and then just kind of string them throughout the entire thing. And they got the weirdest sounds. And, like, they were never, like, perfect, but the sounds that they made were unbelievably odd. It kind of, like, it sounded like the end of the Sweater song, you know, like when they play that, like, really weird chord.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, we're going to get some good auto tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way it sounded.
All right. Dude, I'm just going to announce this now. I haven't named it yet, but I have a few announcements I should make. One of them is this guy's name is Havel, by the way.
Havel.
Vaclav Havel is his hero, so he's named himself after Vaclav. And those of you who don't know who Vaclav Havel is, look him up.
He's not the Czechoslovakian president that just died, is he?
Yes, he is.
Havel.
Yeah.
There you go.
I always thought it was Vaclav Havel.
No, Vaclav.
Vaclav.
Havel. And, well, you know, somebody did his homework, though.
That's true.
Not everyone pulls that off.
Not everyone.
Not a lot of gringos know that guy's name.
He's as gringo as gringo gets.
It's true. I'm part Czech.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I am.
What's your last name?
But it's
come on. Is it a Czech name or
no? No, it was Spak, which is Polish.
What was the did you
Karpata? I think
Karpata,
but we don't talk to them anymore.
That's fine.
They sued us,
so
we don't talk to them. We talked about it a long time ago, but basically,
you don't have to bring it up.
Yeah,
if you want to.
No, it's a bad scene.
It's a real bad.
They did send a birthday card though to my mom on her birthday
after they sued her.
Years after they sued her,
they're trying to make amends.
Maybe they realized what was
maybe amends is good. You know.
Shit.
Can you amends after something that like that?
Yeah.
How much did they win?
We settled out of court for like 30 each. So we gave them $30 G's. So basically, they paid my mom $60,000.
It was basically your grandmother who died and left it to your mom,
who was taking care of her for 6 years while she was had Alzheimer's. And then basically, when my grandma died, the twin uncles were like, "We want money." Whoa, wait a minute!
How come we're not getting any pieces? Yeah,
where's our money? And we're like, wait a minute! Whoa, easy! You know, can you let the dust settle a little bit?
Yeah.
And
no, they didn't. They sued.
They didn't. They sued, and it was bullshit.
A mess.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
So anyway,
this
guy. Autoharp. So anyway, I'm going to be working on one of my recording projects. I'm making a noise record with this.
Nice.
Hmm. Now, when you listen to this thing, you start thinking of like Umaguma, like era.
Sure.
Or I like to call Umaguma era Pink Floyd.
Umaguma.
It's like. Imagine like 20, 30 minutes of that.
But it was Umaguma. When you listen to that album, it's just like, because they were having such a hard time at that moment, and they had no idea where to go with Pink Floyd. And they decided that they were like, all right, you know what? You go make a song. I'm going to go make a song. You go make a song. And then we'll put them all together. And that's what came out. It was just a mess. Kind of like what's happening right there. All right, so we're going to get into... I can't compete with an Autoharp right now.
I'm sorry. No. I was making you a soundtrack.
Oh, that was awesome. All right, so we're going to... I want to play a song, but I also want to come back with something to talk about.
Okay.
And this is what I want to talk about. Think about it while we're playing this song.
While he's playing the song.
What was, when you got your own money, what was the first album you ever bought by yourself? Think about it. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. And I also want people to call in 646-915-9228. Maybe they will this time.
Lost the number, the hotel. Something seems to be wrong. There's a cluster in my mind. I'm very sure as they walk by. Nowhere to go.
On the Autoharp.
Autoharp.
On the
Autoharp. That looks like it's painful on your fingers.
Let's hold on a second. Caller, you're on the air. Yo, buddy.
Hi.
Hey.
I want him to play I Know Your Name is Karen Ma.
I have a request.
You have a request.
Put your headphones on. Hold
Who
on.
Is this? Is this Deb?
Who is this?
You hung up.
This is one of his skinny fans.
Oh, skinny fans. Hey-o.
Is this the skinny fans?
I think he said many fans. I think she said skinny fans.
Skinny fans.
Well, what song does she want to hear again?
There's a song called I Know Your Name is Karen Ma, but Ooh. You sure look like the morning That's sun right. to me. It's a bonus track on the three-song EP, making Ooh. It a four-song EP, oh. over at jamesdalton.bandcamp.com.
All right.
Nice.
And it requires harmonica playing and shouting and kicking and screaming.
Oh, nice. Okay. So this is actually a song you know and can play.
Yeah.
Right. Do you need anything?
It's just harmonica and foot stomping.
Okay. So, skinny fan, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Let's ask her a question.
Sure. Skinny fan, what was the first album you ever owned? And who's your favorite president?
Well, you know, I think it might have been the Jets.
The Jets?
Benny and the Jets? Who were the Jets?
You know, like way back in the day.
Oh, like the old school.
Great Adventure when you could eat Menudo.
Oh, my God. Wow, really?
That's old school.
Menudo style.
Menudo.
Hey-o.
That's where, what's his name came from?
Skinny Brunette.
Skinny Brunettes.
Columbia?
And who's your favorite president?
I don't have a favorite president.
None.
Illegal. Illegal.
It doesn't sound like, you know, I have a feeling you're probably not an Obama fan.
What fan?
Are you an Obama fan?
Oh, geez, you know, I used to be, but I did change my mind along the way.
A lot of people did.
Jeez. Well, where are you calling from?
Skinny fan, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Went to Beach, New Jersey.
It's your hometown.
That's where I went to
Nice. Hey-o.
What's that?
Very nice. Very nice. So what's going down at Point Pleasant
right,
Beach, New
so
Jersey?
Is he going to play Karen Ma?
I think he will.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
Right. He will.
Play the damn song.
All right, let me he's going to get ready.
Apparently he's going to get ready. He's got to put his stuff on.
We want to thank you, Skinny Fan, Point
Skinny
Pleasant,
fan.
New Jersey, for
Skinny
calling
Skinny Fan 22. I'm going to call you Skinny Fan 22 and hope that you're 22.
I bet she looks 22, I bet.
Sure.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Keep listening because I don't know what he's doing.
He's moving around.
He's moving around.
Yep.
How does B flat sound?
B flat sounds great.
Listening online. Bye.
All right. Cool. Later.
Sweet.
All right. Cool. Nice.
All right.
What was your first album you ever had?
It was the Proclaimers. Ooh. I Would Walk 500 Miles. It was on a cassette.
Oh no.
Well, that store, I forget. It was either Spectrum or the Tape Factory or something. But you could buy three cassette tapes for $9.99.
Nice.
And I bought the Proclaimers, Michael Jackson's Bad, and it might have been Richard Marx's Right Here Waiting. Or no, UB40, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh God.
I mean, it was like 13, 14,
wow.
You know.
Yeah, that's old school.
Last man say. Yeah.
Does this include records?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't remember what I spent my first money on for myself, but I know like some of my early records were. Like, I literally.
But how old were you? Like, I want to hear when you were really young.
When I was really young, I saw a commercial on TV, and I went to my mother, and this was first grade. First grade, and I went to my mom. I said, "Mom, I want to get this record," and she like laughingly was like, "All right, I'll get you the record." And she called up the 1-800 number back then and ordered me my first Elvis record from television.
Wow.
And it had like all the hits on
it. What were you watching that you were like, that, I don't want that album?
It was just, just TV was on. I was sitting in the TV room and like, you know, like an Elvis collection came on. It was like the Elvis collection. And I needed it for some reason.
Those commercials are epic.
And
they
had
like
to
show
it.
All the
this
footage.
Is not available
and
it's, in
stores. Yeah,
it's
Time Life. Totally. And I had
Order
it.
Now.
And I,
Mom,
I don't
get me this record.
I don't have it anymore. I mean, like probably, you know, drugs and alcohol in fourth
lost
grade.
All
really
the way. You probably sold it for drugs and alcohol.
You could probably find like at least a good.
I sold it
out
of my elementary school for candy.
Take
my Elvis record for some hard rock candy.
You crushed it up and snorted it.
Just snorted the record.
I snorted Elvis records as a child.
Elvis records.
He would be proud.
Plan B. Did we have one from you? Do you remember?
Well, I remember getting. I signed up. I asked my parents if I could sign up for the Maxwell House.
Oh, wow.
Thing where it was like 10 CDs for a penny.
Was it called Maxwell House or something
or
else?
BG Maxwell.
It was something house. It was
I don't think
random
it was Maxwell
house.
House.
No, it wasn't Random House. Call up if you know it. We'll give you a CD.
But I think Maxwell House might be a coffee, though.
Yeah, I know it's a coffee, but I thought maybe it doubled as a scam. We're giving away of CDs.
All those motherfuckers
they
at Maxwell
House.
They
gave away the CDs, and I was just checking them off. Like, I'm going to get all these CDs for a penny.
And then they screwed you.
I ended up with like a $99 bill as like a 12-year-old.
They screwed a lot of people.
That's when she first had her credit problems.
Yeah, it started very early. I got Ace of Base.
Ooh, shit.
Counting Crows, the one, or no, yeah, Counting Crows, and then the one, the Smashing, no, not Smashing, Blind Melon.
Blind Melon.
Nice. With the Bell,
that was a
the
great
Bumblebee
album.
Girl
sure.
In the front.
They only have the one, I think.
No, they have a couple. They have a couple. They have Soup, which came out after it, and then they have another
on
one.
That too?
Shannon's on the second one. Well, their second album is great. Second album is amazing. And then they came out with one where they were working on the studio. They had like half of the album was with them.
You know, I met Shannon back in the day before he died. Yeah, it
was
actually like a couple months before he died. He was short-haired and a little kooky, but really smiley.
Yeah.
It was strong.
It was heroin or alcohol?
I honestly,
heroin.
I'm not sure what.
It was heroin. He died in his tour bus down in like New Orleans, I think.
Yeah. We met in New York at a show. Like, he just seemed cool.
He was my favorite. That was my favorite band back in the day. That was my shit.
Yeah.
Blind Melon.
Blind Melon.
Yes, I was
into him.
Did you hear Chris Cornell do "I Will Always Love You" on the internet?
I didn't hear it, but I saw that he did it.
It was. I mean, I listened to like a
few cried
seconds,
a little bit, didn't you? A
few seconds of it. I mean, we're gonna get to this
sure.
song, but we might go a little longer.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's okay with everybody, if anybody's gonna leave,
we have phones for another half hour too. So
yeah,
if you rock
so we can
do it.
You know, we're if you're with us, we're gonna
we're here with
a little treat.
Here we go. All right, let's do this.
All right.
So this is called "I Know Your Name Is Karma." Okay. But you sure look like the morning sun to me.
And for those interested, Spin Doctors and Runaway Train, Soul Asylum, were my first album.
I
like that Dave has
to
say it
because
nobody's going
to
have
to
show together. They did a tour together. They did like a Z100 tour together
awesome.
Back.
Like, gotta love it.
I actually got tickets for $20 to go into that concert just so I could sell weed inside it.
Nice.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You very much. I was a bad kid, you know?
Hey, what are you going to do?
He's straightened up. He's on the Dave and Giggles show.
I know.
Now he's on the right track.
He's on
yes.
the
right up. I knew Alcoholics Anonymous would help me get somewhere.
Yeah, here it is.
And here it is.
All right, we're going to do a song, then we're going to hopefully take a call to give away one of your CDs. That's my goal for the next 10
all
minutes.
Right, okay.
Giveaway and mail.
Yeah, and mail. All right, so what's the name of the song?
This is called "I Know Your Name Is Karen Ma, But You Sure Look Like the Morning Sun to Me," and it is the bonus track on my 3-song digital EP, Live in Times Square.
Beautiful. And it's nice. Just you and a harmonica.
This song, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm excited.
And if you like B-flat, I'll use my B-flat, but if you like any other things I've got.
I'm going to say B-flat.
Whatever Skinny Fan wants.
Said, I know your name is Karen Ma, but you sure look like the morning sun to me. Well, said, I know your name is Karen Ma, but you sure look like the morning sun to me. Well, oh, the way you shine on me in the morning. Oh, pass the curtains through the window on my sleeping face. Said, I know your name is Karma, but you sure look like the morning sun to me. Well, ni hao ma, baby. Where's your hobo? Oh. Oh, when I get off of work. I'll carry my guitar out of the street. Pull out my mobile phone, yeah. And I call you. Cause I don't know how to get to your house. This taxi driver don't speak English. So you gotta give him the direction. In Mandarin. Everything's all sorted out. Hands me back the phone. And we start driving. Yeah.
Chen Xia Lu. Ah, Fu Xing Lu too. All the way to your apartment complex. I pay the man. Press the buttons on the elevator. 10 flights up to your flight. High power, ring the doorbell.
Three times, you see.
And you open the door and you look like a dream. Ni hao ma, baby. You look like the morning sun to me, the way you shine on me in the morning. When I sleep in your bed and you go to work early, tell the maid to leave me alone and leave me something to eat. Oh yes.
James Dalton.
That's how that song goes, I guess.
That's good. For the skinny girl. Skinny Girl 22.
From
Point Pleasant. Thanks for calling in. Man, you really give it. I really have to say, last week we had Sonia Montez on here, and this week we got, well, not last week, it was probably two weeks ago. But this week we got you, and you're giving it all. I love when people are like, you know, they give the same amount of effort that they would give, like, a real show.
Sure, this is a real show.
It is a real show.
Come on, you guys are a real show.
It's true.
Sometimes.
Nowadays, anyone can have a show. It's real.
Yeah. This is real. This is just like radio.
What isn't real, you know?
Yeah, true.
What isn't real?
It's true. How you feeling after that one? You really? Yeah. I mean, winded?
Yeah. Winded. I'm a little winded.
You don't have to talk.
I mean, B minor winded.
Yeah. I want to know who flat. Karen Ma is.
Be flat winded.
Karen Ma.
Is that an ex skinny lover?
It sounds.
Well, I spent the winter in Shanghai years ago, and I had a gig, and I basically the story is. It's a big giant metaphor about a few things.
Okay.
But I literally would actually go out from work. I worked at a bar, playing 6 nights a week.
Wow.
It's an Irish pub in Shanghai, and I would leave
Irish
at, like,
pub in Shanghai.
Yeah, dude, totally. Like there were two, and I played at the biggest one, at the two, and so the
nice.
It's called O'Malley's. You can look it up. It exists. O'Malley's Irish.
Hey,
pub
we believe you.
On Taozhong Lu in Shanghai.
Wow.
And I like worked there and sang Irish tunes and shit for like the winter.
Was it like a did they come in like but thinking like it was some kind of like I don't know the word I'm looking
use your
for
words,
here.
Use your words.
Kind of like a novelty. Was it like a novelty?
Yeah, basically.
Where they go to see white people.
Right.
Yeah, actually. It's where do the white people hang out? Exactly. Well, they don't use the words like white people. They would say Westerners.
Mm. The old Westerners.
So all the Westerners.
The free society.
But it was. Sorry. I wouldn't actually.
Yeah, I feel like.
I don't even know. When I was there, I actually looking. Being in communist China and looking back at the United States at that time, I was saying, I don't know who's more free.
Really? Yeah.
And that was true. But
I believe it.
Then again, I was also in the most liberal city in China, so it's a little different. Like, Shanghai's different than the rest of mainland.
I was talking with somebody today. We were talking about China, and we're like, wow, I have no desire to go there. I don't know if it's the censorship.
It's so cool, dude.
I hear it's beautiful.
It really is.
Mrs. Giggles wants to go, but I was like, I really don't want to go to China. You can't read anything. Everything's.
What's your prejudice behind it?
You're like,
I
know
I think
that's
it's
what
the,
it is.
I think it's the communists, and I think it's like the. You can't.
It's not real communism, though.
Really?
No,
tell me. I don't know. I'm an idiot. I really don't know. No, I've never been there.
It's prejudice.
It's a little different. It's different now. You know, think of it like this.
Give it to me.
The some peoples, and I'm not just saying Chinese, I'm just saying some
peoples,
mm-hmm. over the last 15 years, let's say, like Americans. I'm just going to say as Americans because most of us are those.
We're all four
all
Americans
four
in the room.
Americans.
Yeah.
Here,
not
yes.
all our listeners are, but like everyone in this room, we've all grown up in the United States. We have all witnessed
Western and American media demonizing certain peoples.
It's true.
And, and like the Chinese. I got over to China, and I couldn't believe, like, kids were flirting with each other. And, like, sure. And there was, like, bright colors, and all the girls had cell phones. And it was just like, I'm like, this is not.
No, not it, what they so you
this
expected?
Isn't the workers walking around, like, you know, Chairman Mao would be, like, pissed about all this. Yeah. This is, you know, everybody's actually smiling. I they were some of the most musical people I've ever met.
Sure.
Like people walked around singing and whistling to themselves, like
juggling.
Yeah, juggling
while like on a tightrope.
Think about the '80s when we grew up as kids. Like when you think of Russian women, you think of these harsh, giant women who are just going to kick your ass. I know people have been there, and they're like, they are the most beautiful
There's
women
some fucking hot
in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Yeah.
Cold. They don't get any sunburn. They're just cold and pure.
Yeah,
but it's
pure.
Just the American media, just really just.
Yeah, I was thinking about this today because you know it's like why. Why do we have this like prejudice or some people have these stereotypes against Asian people? And I think it was for me growing up, I think it was the kung fu action movies. The Chinese dudes were always the bad guys. They were always the bad Chinese guys who were the gangsters and they would kill Chuck Norris, you know, and you watch the Chuck Norris. But you grow up on that. And that's anybody?
Well,
that's
right.
I'm
Chuck
getting
Norris
a lot of blank stares here.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, it's the same thing. Look at the same thing with like Russians. I mean, Russians were always bad guys.
Yeah, they're
always bad
guys.
You know what
guys.
Happened to me? This is the best way I can describe it. I had a revelation once, and the movie that was the revelation was Run Lola Run. I saw that movie, and it was weird. I don't know if you've ever seen this film.
Seen it.
Franco Potente. It's like
sure.
If those of you who haven't seen it, look it up at home. Here's a German movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's speaking German. And after, like, and I was like, there's something good about this film, but there's something weird about it, and I can't quite place it. Now, I'm a guy that grew up on a steady diet of German speakers.
And acid.
That are Nazis.
Lots of acid.
Mad scientists, and just the bad guy.
And
now,
crushed up
and
vinyl
And I was watching
records.
Run, Lola, Run, and I'm like, there's no Nazis in this film.
No
so
Nazis.
This is weird. And there's no mad scientists.
No mad scientists.
Even, I mean, like, you know, going all the way back to the Muppet movie, you know, Mel Brooks is a German-accented mad scientist
sure.
who's trying to kill, you know, to fry Kermit's brains.
Exactly.
Like, right away. So my entire life, every time I ever heard German, it was either Nazis fighting Harrison Ford
sure.
or it was Mel Brooks trying to torture Kermit the Frog.
Exactly.
So when I
torture Kermit.
So when I finally got to, like, a German-speaking country, and I got to Switzerland, a guy came up to me and asked for my tickets, and I thought it was, like, I thought I had a gun in my back. I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, no, no, I'm an American. It's okay, you know? Like,
but it's the weirdest thing as Americans, as, like, a society, we are constantly on the lookout to demonize someone that we can pin up
as the bad guy.
So we had
totally.
The Nazis, you know, during World War II, the 40s. Then the Russians came around, and now it's
the
like
Cubans. Why do we hate Cubans? I don't know. I don't hate Cubans, but like we're all like
Cubans,
right? And Fidel Castro. But
yeah.
It's like there's nothing going on.
Sure.
Like there's a couple jokers down there that are like, all right, listen, we don't want to.
Sure.
I mean, Cuba's.
But I think that's
beautiful.
The most interesting thing about what the time we're living in right now. We're villainizing not really a group. Like we're a group. We're villainizing terrorism.
Yes. Right.
And there's no like there's no country to like say you're the bad guy.
We're villainizing evil too.
We're villainizing evil, which is like it was really bizarre.
Great idea.
Yeah, we're just but we're
let's make evil the villain.
Exactly. But I think at some point we're just gonna start turning on ourselves because like you're the terrorist. You're the terrorist.
See, this all goes
deal. Worst and worse.
I think that happened.
Yeah, I think
it's already happened.
Yeah.
We were taking pictures
say something.
Up on the roof and everybody was taking not the roof, was parking lot. It has a great view of the city. Went up there with my boy, and
Guitar Center.
It's
a great
little
oh.
free parking lot. And I was up there, I was nice. Snapping some photos. Both of us were, and everybody's looking at us weird. Like, and I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if they would call security on us for taking pictures of a skyline on a rooftop at sunset.
No,
like,
right.
not like maybe it's the paranoia.
It's probably the paranoia.
It's probably the paranoia. But like, you know, you got these things that see us all go di algo. If you see
sure.
something, say something.
See
you
something
know,
say
turn
something.
Your neighbor in.
Speaking of the Asian thing, so Jeremy Lin is blowing up. Everybody loves Linsanity.
Linsanity.
Yeah.
So he won 7 games in a row, right, or something along those lines, and then lost a game. And for an hour, ESPN had up as a headline, and this is true, 100% true. As a headline, it said, "Chink in the armor."
No.
Yes.
No.
In an hour,
wow.
And they pulled it?
And they pulled it really
How
quick.
Did-
I don't
An
know.
Hour
oh
is
my
not that
god, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah,
that's almost admirable.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's almost,
I would
almost
do
like,
it.
Wow, that
that's
was. I can't.
I don't know how, like, who it made it through to get out there, but it was out there, and
I mean,
like, if they just got like phone calls instantaneously, everyone writing them, and they were like, "You can't put that up. You
can't put that."
I'm surprised it lost an hour.
I know,
dude. Have you
it's
have
amazing
you seen commercial, which I can't believe they got away with. Now it's talking about racial stereotypes. There's
it's
the
good,
I think it's the Snapple iced tea versus the lemonade.
Oh, yeah, I did see that commercial.
Okay, the iced tea is a black dude. And the lemonade is an Asian guy. It's like, wait a minute. I'm like, this is the most, like, they snuck that right in.
Right, they did.
And it was like me and this other guy were the only friends of mine that noticed it. I'm like, I'm like, this is the most irresponsible ad campaign I've ever seen. Like, how do they not
But it's
see
a
this?
Subliminalness that people are just going to brush right over. Oh, but God. It's, like, so obvious. It's hilarious.
Jeez.
It's great. You gotta love advertising.
I know, and it was impressive. Again, it was like this. Like someone sat there and said, "No, we're putting an Asian guy in a yellow suit, and we're putting a black guy in a brown suit, and they're gonna compete."
And they're gonna compete. Iced tea versus lemonade.
And all the white people will gather around it. And I'm sure most of the people around them were all white people. And it was like they'll decide which one's better.
Who's better, the Asian or the black?
How about can we get a mixture of both?
Yeah, we're gonna benefit from their compromising themselves.
Well, that's they did that white with what's it called?
Half and half.
The Tom and those guys. What do they do? Nantucket Nectars,
It's the half iced tea.
Yeah.
Arnold
they pull
Palmer.
Off. I saw something.
Arnold
Palmer. How did you get his name? That's what it's called.
Yeah, it is. It's a mix.
Really?
It is. That's what she's right. The Arnold Palmer.
I'm going to look for this photo if we're going to still talk about the racial stereotypes. I was in Costco the other day, and I know this is a radio show, and it's tough to show a picture of something and be like, oh, that's racist.
You can do some magic tricks after this, too, if you want.
Yeah.
We can maybe throw it up there. But
Video on the radio.
I was in Costco, and I looked at the – oh, here it is, right here. So I'm going to put – so look at this picture and tell me if this is – look at it and see what you
– I'm looking at a bunch of mac and cheese. It's Mama May's, and it's a bunch of black people on the cover, and what they're selling is mac and cheese, collard greens, canned yams, and I can't see the other one. Something of chicken.
Collard greens, canned yams, breast of chicken, and mac and cheese. They're all four black. All four black people. Which I was in Costco, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess it's a southern or a selling it to your people. But
can
like
I see this picture?
Yes, we're gonna post it to Facebook because I didn't post it yet because I was like, this is weird.
Waiting.
I was waiting.
This guy's got tap dancing shoes on though. No, I'm sorry.
It's like, what are you looking at?
This guy's
at?
Tap dancing. The other guy's. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a little much.
Somebody else posted a picture on Facebook of it was Black History Month, and in the cafe at the New York Times Center, they had collard greens.
Thanks. Oh, that's how you celebrate Black History Month. I'll tell you.
Did you see it?
Bunch of cheap food.
I recently
bunch of slave food that really celebrates Black History Month.
I recently just finished a show of all about restaurants in Harlem. I think we should go up there and get some food in Harlem. That really made me want to go up there.
Yeah.
Go to Sylvia's. Just do it right.
Have you been out in Harlem at all?
I haven't been up there in a long time. I used to go up there when I was younger, like in when I first came down to the city. Just like go up there and hang out. But just go up there and then go up to the, what is that, the, what?
The Apollo?
Not the Apollo.
You know nothing.
Walk around it.
I'm glad we probably don't have any black listeners because they would just hate you right now.
Oh, what's the park up there? Once you get past there, up there. Never mind.
Morningside Park.
Is that it? The one that's on the water?
Four white people trying to figure out
nice. Yeah, we don't know what the park is called.
Shit.
I think like I just decided to stay out of it. So two white people.
Yeah, two white people.
You know, there's a really great music venue called the Shrine.
I've heard of this.
It's 134th and Adam Clayton, and it's fucking awesome. It's one of the coolest music like in Manhattan. I think it's one of the best music venues.
Somebody was telling me about this. Let's go to the Shrine.
Yeah, the Shrine is a world music place, and it's like they do. I played there with a friend of mine named Jerry Joseph. We did like an acoustic duo-y kind of thing. And then after us, this band called Namgar. Namgar.
Sounds
Namgar.
Like metal.
N-A-M-G-A-R. Namgar was this wild, fucking insane Mongolian Bjork thing.
Ooh.
That I couldn't believe I was watching.
Were they good?
They were fucking awesome. They were awesome. It was just like
Namgar.
The Shrine.
Namgar. Look it up. Namgar. All right. This girl comes out. She's got all this traditional like Mongolian shit on. And she's like going like all Bjork on the microphone. Jeez. And all these guys with crazy stringed instruments are like, you know, plucking and strumming. And it was just nuts.
Speaking of plucking and strumming, I think we should probably do maybe one more song.
Okay.
And we'll close out because I feel like it was a good show.
Leave them wanting more.
All right, you know, auto harp it? Man the limit?
Yeah, I'm going to auto harp it.
I will say, pardon from the listeners, the auto harp is a tough instrument to mic. It is. What's what? Oh,
just running really quickly.
Hold on.
Namgar.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, he's from Namgar.
Look at how cool that crazy chick is.
These guys are intense.
Bubs, you can't really see.
What is this? Namgar. It's a band. There's a border section where hot she is and cool she is. Look at that. Look at that outfit. She was in Harlem. This whole band was in Harlem playing. Like, they were like, it was like After Us. I was like, we open up for this?
Holy shit. That's pretty badass. All right, Namgar. There you go. There's a little taste of Namgar.
I
just want to get to her singing for a second. I want to hear it.
Okay.
What is he playing?
I can get into this.
This is right up here.
What's a task you could do? Like, would you clean your room to Namgar? Would you, like, wash your car? Like, you know, like, you have that music that you like to do something to. Me?
Right,
you know, maybe
Namgar
is good for the bedroom. I don't know.
No, ooh, a little bedroom action. Namgar.
Well, they're sort of from the part of the world where like Mongolia and Russia and China all kind of border each other. Like that part of the, like that's where they're all from different parts of that. Crazy. Anyway, that was
Mongolians.
Namgar.
And then right next to that is a really good Ethiopian restaurant. So there
nice.
You go.
Nice.
So that's the story. So anyway, this is a song. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
If you close out after I'm playing,
we'll come back.
James,
we'll,
all right, we'll talk.
We'll do that when we come back. We still have some time.
Should I actually use a pick on this, or is it loud?
It's your instrument.
I think it's loud enough.
Jeez.
I think I said go without a pick. Go without a pick.
Okay, cool.
I think it competes well with your voice.
Okay, let me have a little water. This is a song called "Come Back to the Jersey Shore" because I'm a Jersey dude.
Yes.
On the auto harp.
And I've just started really getting into it on auto harp. It used to be this big guitar thing, and now I'm sort of like, oh shit.
It's okay. Dave does it all the time. All
right, okay.
The only one who hit my mic today is you.
Come around, yeah, to my sleep.
every little beach town, baby. Oh, 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 oh. City girl, you make me smile. Yes, I ain't seen you for a long, long while. Come back to the Jersey Shore. I'll be waiting by the door. Fuss and fight, stay up all night, oh. Make it all right in the sweet moonlight.
Sure.
Jersey Shore.
Come back to it.
James Dalton.
Thank you, James.
Man, good show. What did we get out of him? 3 or 4 songs?
Sorry, I think I messed up a little moment there.
Yeah, there's no mess up.
Dude,
I don't know what I'm doing on this. I'm just getting into it now, so, you know.
Oh, well, thanks for testing it out on our show. No. It's great.
No, I'm just getting into, I'm playing a lot, but, like, some of the songs I'm playing still on it, I'm, like, still just, they were written on guitar, so I'm still, like, I'm thinking guitar sometimes, so, like, you know. I just started playing this in November.
Oh, really? Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love it. I'm doing my best. Great. I'm doing my best for you.
Hey, no, I appreciate it. James Dalton, hey, listen, really quick, I do want to plug something that's happening tomorrow night, if you're into it. Sonia Montez, who was on our show 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
She's having Sonia's birthday, the musical, tomorrow, February 21st, from 7 to 8 p.m. at Rockwood Music Hall, which is on 196 Allen. Great little space there. Yeah, yeah. She's got an all-female mariachi band. I mean, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, you should go see it.
I really do want to see it. James Dalton, what's next for you? What's your next tour date?
The 28th of this month.
Uh-huh.
And if like next week, me and Trotta and Ronstadt.
Really?
Oh, together at last.
Are playing Jack's Sturbrood.
Oh, okay.
On 11th Street. Back there doing a little show.
Sweet.
Nice.
And then I'm doing a couple shows in Connecticut this weekend. I'm playing a happy hour.
Nice.
Love that.
Solo?
On Friday. A little solo stuff. Me and the guitar.
Sweet.
Some shows together in New Haven and then in Black Rock, Connecticut, then that following night on Saturday. And then me and the boys, I'm going to South by Southwest.
Whoa.
Sweet.
So was Dan Collins. Do you know Dan Collins?
Who's Dan Collins?
He's friends with Ronstadt.
Maybe I do know Dan.
A Philly guy?
Maybe
really,
I met him.
Really? Come on.
Dude, it's going to happen sometimes.
But he's going down there to do his premiere in his pipe film.
Nice.
Yeah, his pipe is glass blowing.
Nice. Pipe.
I haven't seen yet.
Nice.
Yeah, so maybe we'll hook you up. Well, and we're also going to hook you up with Chris Romero down in Orlando when you're down there.
Yeah.
Hookups all over the place.
Hookups all over the place.
I have dates if you go to jamesdalton.co. There's all kinds of shows.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah. Give us the websites again.
Websites are, if you're looking for the schedule, you go to jamesdalton.co. If you're looking for...
so many websites.
Website.
I know, right? It's so crazy. It's impossible. I'm consolidating.
Good.
It's all getting together. Facebook.com/JamesDaltonMusic and JamesDalton.bandcamp.com. Bandcamp's got the new little release on it and stuff.
What are you laughing at?
Did you get all jittery?
What, you went to Bandcamp?
What are you talking about?
Something I thought you got all jittery. You know?
Anyway. So those are the websites. And there's a lot
of
shows. I've got shows coming up in April. I'm in Mexico and Texas and all these other places. So yeah.
All over the place. Well, James,
thank you
for coming.
Plan B McGee, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow night, Sonia Montez at the Rockwood Music Hall at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back next Monday, aren't we?
Yeah, next Monday we'll be here. James, come back soon.
I will. Do you want me to do that like the PRI? Like the...
I like
PRI. No, sorry.
NPR?
NPR. No, it's PRI because it's XPN does that.
Yeah.
You listen to XPN. Anyway, sorry. I'm stealing from them, sorry.
But I would love to have you come back on again.
I'd love to be
soon.
Back.
I'd love to sit around and talk about
Monday music
and where it's going and all that because the guy over here hates music.
Dylan Guthrie? I know all these guys. Nobody called with the who started the...
No, nobody did.
We talked about Radiohead last time.
We did.
We got into some in-depth shit.
Yeah, we did. I also... The Grammys were just past week. I would love to talk about them. We just didn't get a chance. Where you had trending on Twitter at that time was, who is Paul McCartney? Which is amazing.
Yes.
Who is Paul McCartney? Yeah, because these kids don't know who Paul McCartney is anymore. Oh, I was reading a lot of the Twitters. It was like... who is this old guy playing with, like, T.I. or whoever he was playing with at the moment?
Well, you know, amazing. My big question now is, and I don't think there's actually an answer for this, after watching her performance, who the fuck is Nicki Minaj? I mean, whatever. I was a fan until I just saw her, and all she, I realized all she does is go, shake herself. I mean, you know, that only goes so far.
Or, how do you beat up your girlfriend, and 2 years later, you've got a Grammy?
Dude, the Grammys aren't about who you beat up. It's about the quality of the music. That's I stand by, like, if they voted for him for the music, they got to do that, man.
And then he came back out and said, fuck you all your haters.
Yeah, dude. Right. He should, man.
The song is ending. Listen. That means it's time to go. All
right. Good show.
Good show. We'll talk about it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk about it next time. What happened there?
You doing it again?
We're gonna let it play out. Turn everybody down.
Idly, hey.
Go home.